Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Thousands of people at the famous Burning Man Festival in Nevada in the US have been told to take shelter and to save on food and water, with heavy rain turning the site into an absolute mud bath. Access in and out of the campsite is stopped, according to the event's organisers, leaving roughly 70,000 people stranded. Jim Colgan is an Irish journalist who's at the festival and he joins me now. Jim, you're stranded.
I am indeed, yeah. Like the other tens of thousands of people here, cannot move thanks to this. It's more than just mud, to be honest. It's like this slime that hardens into a kind of cement. So you really just can't get anywhere until it becomes something you can walk or drive on again.
What's the mood like there?
People want to go home. It's been kind of a long time just sheltering in place, as you say, and like trying to conserve food. And most people have enough, it seems. And if they don't, their neighbor usually has. But they're telling us now, it's the first sunny day now we've had in about 4 days, and the mud is starting to dry. So people are getting hopeful about two things. One, either leaving in about an hour or two, or waiting for tonight when they can have the delayed burning of the man, which is the giant wooden effigy that burns on Saturday, but today's Monday.
Sure an awful lot of people are going, oh, great. When did you expect to be able to go?
Well, I was planning to go home on Saturday evening, maybe Sunday morning after that. So I'm already 2 days late. And, you know, in here, people, it's all about self-reliance here. So you bring all of your own food, all of your own water and all that. You actually cannot buy anything. It's forbidden.
Oh, Lord.
So everyone has all of their own resources. So that's the fear, is like not knowing when you're going to be able to get out of this and how serious is it going to get. But then there's also the matter of cleaning the toilets.
And where actually, I was going to ask you, where are people doing the doo-doo?
Well, the toilets for the most part, and they started to be people's kind of chief concern once we were told that, you know, no one was going anywhere until further notice and probably for a couple of days. But then I heard these cheers out of nowhere, and it was because the toilet cleaning truck had managed to get in and was going around to service the porta potties, as they call them here.
Wow.
And yeah, so they're now clean again. And then of course there are the lucky few who have camper vans, and you know, but they also get filled quickly. So
they would have after a few days. And how much were tickets for these this event?
You know, it's about just over $400 to get in, and then you need to get a vehicle pass, and then of course you need to bring all your stuff, and there's a lot of preparation involved. It's actually quite a difficult thing.
So you're talking $600-ish.
Yes, ish. Yeah,
wow.
For one person.
For cheering for a doo-doo van.
There's so much more than that, okay? It's one of those things that you kind of have to experience. It's very hard to tell people about why Burning Man makes you want to come back again. This is my fourth time now. And yeah, while I'm telling you, why would I still want to come back next year? You can't buy anything, but they have this gifting economy. So you wander around and people are just offering you food, art, and even alcohol. They have bars here, makeshift bars that people make out of tents and their own structures. And you walk up to them. You have to like still show ID because that's the law. But you're not paying anything. You're just getting your drinks for free. And then there's so much art. It's all about self-expression. Mm-hmm. And like I said, self-reliance, seeing if you can handle living in the desert. In the best of times, never mind when there's this, you know, seems like a natural disaster, but it's really just rain.
Jim, I've established one thing for sure. You have greater tolerance levels than I do, that's for sure. I hope you get out of there soon or stay if you want to stay a bit further. It's fascinating to talk to you, I must say, at the Burning Man Festival in Nevada, where 70,000 people-ish are stranded. Jim Colgan is one of the Irish journalists. Jim, good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.